Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannes per 24, Polokwane in Pretoria 27, Rustenburg in Tzaneen 30 grade.
In one southbound, there's a police incident at Malibongwe Drive. Heavy traffic in that area. Take it easy.
Die energiedepartement sê brandstofpryse sal om middernag met 37 cent per liter styg. Diesel sal echter met tussen 30 en 36 cent per liter goedkoper wees. Die departement sê die pryse word geraak deur die hoë olieprys en swakke rand. Kusatu vra die verkiesingskommissie en die polisie om beweringe van vervalsing teen die MK-party te ondersoek. Die party het skynbaar vervalste handtekeninge voorgelê om te voldoen aan die vereiste vir die benoeming van kandidate. Een strafrechtelijke klag is by die polisie ingedien. Kusatu's Matthew Parks.
The IEC and the police need to act swiftly to investigate these reports and if they are true, to take action, including sanctions against the culprits as per criminal laws and the affected party as required by the Electoral Act. They need to take the nation into confidence as a matter of urgency with elections due to take place within 4 weeks. What we can't accept is for criminals to make a mockery of the Constitution and the rule of law any further.
Tswane burgemeester Silje Brinkie en lid van die burgemeesterskomitee oor gemeenskapsveiligheid, Grandi Tennison, bied vandag 'n veiligheids- en daba aan om maniere te bespreek om belangrike infrastruktuur te beskerm teen aanvalle en vandale. Verteenwoordigers van die veiligheidssektor sal ook deel wees van die daba tesame met lede van die staat. Tswane het gewaarsku dat aanvalle op infrastruktuur die hoogte inskiet.
And what we're doing is bringing together community and private security structures in order to develop a new way of securing our service infrastructure. Because every time a substation gets attacked and stripped of copper and so forth, it affects the supply of electricity to communities, but it also weakens our infrastructure so that we spend most of our money just repairing damage instead of maintaining what is there.
Die Amerikaanse prokureur Eric Barron het die Maryland District Hof gevra om Suid-Afrika te versoek toe te staan dat die ANC se gewese sekretaris-generaal Ys Magashule se voormalige persoonlike assistent uitgelewer word. Morandi Tsholoto is tans in Amerikaanse tronk. Sy word saam met Magashule en 17 ander aangekla van korrupsie in verband met die mislukte Vrystaatse asbesprojek. En al die blyke stroom steeds in vir die bokslegende Dinkan Tobe. Hy was bekend as die Roos van Soweto. Tobela is gisteraand na kort siekbed oorlede. Hy was 57 jaar oud. Dr. Pieter Katane sê sy dood is 'n groot verlies vir die sportwêreld.
Dinkan Tobela was a gentleman and a giving person. There were many boxers, there were many ladies and there were many men who benefited from Dinkan Tobela when he helped them either to school, helped them with things like burials and things like this.
Ek is Chanel September. Our top story at this hour, the price of petrol is set to rise by around 37 cents per litre come midnight.
Look, everyone, he's coming through the doors.
Brilliant! He didn't even open them!
He's here!
Hey, look, everybody, it's Barney!
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Goeiemiddag, hoe lyk dinge?
Once the flight had flown with the wilt of the road I slept all alone but you still wouldn't go Let's fast forward to 300 takeout coffees later I see your profile and your smile on unsuspecting waiters You dream of my mouth before it called you a lying traitor